Don't get Todd wrong. He's still happy Corey lost by more than 30% of the vote.
People came together to remove somebody who was truly a dangerous person, in my opinion.
The Progressive Coalition organized protests and boycotts against Corey, the latest example being a letter to the Fourth Judicial Circuit demanding the death penalty be ended after a Harvard study labeled her one of the country's most overzealous prosecutors. But now that she's gone, Todd says he has reasons to be skeptical of State Attorney-elect Nelson, including the National Rifle Association's support of her.
We don't think that we can take a breath here. As a matter of fact, the struggle has just begun.
He says his group will continue monitoring the justice system in Duval County, no matter who's state attorney. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.